Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome. The Lord wants to do a new thing in our lives this week. The Lord wants to release a fresh wave of His presence, a fresh breath from His heartbeat into your life, into your family, into your workplace, into your commitments for ministry towards people. In every area of your life, the Lord wants to do something new. And like we've been learning, whenever the Lord wants to do something new, He will first undo what has been done to you in your past. Because that one thing that remains in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions, in your body, can actually become a stumbling block. It could be like a small blockage in a pipeline that can stop the flow of God's presence, of God's voice in your life. Let me read a scripture for you. This is Joshua chapter 5 and verse 9. And the Bible says that the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt." So that place has been called Gilgal to this day. This is the point when Joshua and the entire Israelite camp, they have just crossed over from the Jordan River and they are entering into the promised land. And they had just been circumcised. See, many of these guys that came from Egypt, they were not circumcised. So God told Joshua, it's time for them to be circumcised. Now it is time for them to be set apart. Now it is time for them to identify themselves as my people. And so Joshua made sure that the entire camp of Israel, who was of the right age, was circumcised. And the Bible says that God brought them into that place of abundance. And then God said this, that you are now a new person. Today, every shame of your slavery in Egypt that has been rolled away. And that's why that place was called Gilgal, because that place, the name of that place, Gilgal, means to roll away. So today I just want to explain to you what God was doing in this place. See, these guys had come out of Egypt, and yet there was these repeated tendencies to behave and respond like how they would naturally respond when they were in Egypt. There was a little bit of Egypt in them all through the 40 years of their wilderness experience. And that is why God had to wait till each and every person who was in Egypt, in the camp of Israel, each and every person except Joshua and Caleb, they would die and they would pass on before God would bring them into the promised land. And so God waited and waited and waited. And finally, when the camp of Israel was a fresh new generation, God said, now it is time for them to all be circumcised. And then God said, today, because you've reached this place where you've made a covenant, you've disconnected from the old, the past, the sinful, stubborn generation, and now you're a new people group, now you're new, now let us make a covenant. And after the covenant was made, the Bible says, God said, today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt. See, many a times the reason we behave a particular way is not because we want to intentionally live in a life of sin or disobedience or disbelief. It is usually because there are still scars from Egypt that are still there in your emotions, that are still there in your mind, that are still there in your conversations. Reminders that will keep telling you that once upon a time you were a slave. Once upon a time you were a porn addict. Once upon a time you were a womanizer. Once upon a time you were a drug dealer. Once upon a time you were stealing money. Once upon a time you were a disobedient child. All of these pointers, that markers that keep reminding you of your history, of your past. And that reminder or marker can constantly add shame to you. And without your knowledge, you may end up behaving with a reactionary measure that will look like you're still a slave of Egypt. See, these guys were no longer slaves to Egypt. And yet, 40 years in the wilderness, they kept behaving and reacting like they are slaves. They kept behaving like God is not on their side. And that was because they still carried the shame of their slavery in Egypt. So what did God do? God waited for the old to pass away. So this morning, the Lord has been working on your heart, in your mind, and your spirit to make sure all the old habits, the old ways of thinking, everything gets reformed and renewed. And now the Lord is making a new covenant with some of you, and the Lord is giving you a new promise. The Lord is giving you a new word, a new voice in this new season. The Lord is releasing His heartbeat in a fresh way into your life. If you're going to be attentive today, some of you, you're going to hear the voice of God. You will hear what God is speaking to you, what the Lord is speaking about you, about your home, about your future today. The Lord is making a new covenant with some of us. And as a result of that, there is this shame of the slavery in Egypt, which has been rolled away today. The Lord is not talking about what He will do 1 year from now, 3 years down the lane. No, today the Lord says, I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt. Whatever is your Egypt, write that down and intentionally confess this. The shame of this particular incident in my life, the shame of this particular relationship, the shame of this particular thing that I did, it has been rolled away out of my life. I am no longer a slave, and I am no longer in shame of my past. That cannot dictate my attitudes, my behaviors, my responses anymore, because now I am about to inherit the promised land, the land that is flowing with milk and honey. So enjoy the rest that the Lord is leading you into, but make sure to confess and declare that today the Lord has chosen to release Gilgal over your life. Gilgal means to roll away, and you are now free from the slavery and from the shame of that slavery. So enjoy the day of freedom. Enjoy the week ahead with full freedom and full throttle in your spirit moving forward in your relationship with God. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a blessed and a beautiful day ahead.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preji or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at PastorPreji.com. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.